and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is global apostolic leader and best-selling author, Robert Henderson. Our co-hosts today are Marisela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, Lori Crable, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker, and welcome to Gray Street.
Hi there.
Live audience here. Glad they're not dead. They're alive and well and smiling at me. And God is with you today. And there's a message from Robert Henderson that I want you to stay tuned for. He just gave me revelation in the green room.
Yeah.
Yes, praise God.
Yeah,
we have Robert Henderson.
Talk.
We should have taped that, I think.
That's right.
Yes.
That's true.
But we'll get it in today and tomorrow's show, because you're going to be with us for 2 days. And I'm excited about it. You've released your new book, which is the new edition of your famous bestseller.
The original one, yeah, that's done so well. Yeah, Operating in the Courts of Heaven.
And why did you write a new edition of this? Because this has probably been a bestseller.
Yeah, this sold millions of copies around the world. But the reason I did was because I had new material I needed to get into the hearts and the minds of the people.
Yes.
Because I've been teaching on this for 11 years.
Ooh.
But, it just seemed like, I was like, my goodness. But, so I wanted to get the new information in, but I've also discovered from doing it how to practically take the principles and actually put them in practice. And so I wanted to help explain that to the people. So it wasn't just theory. It wasn't just ideas. It was actually something they could use.
Right.
And so this new book, you need to get it today. This is probably the book of the year.
Yes. It's amazing.
This is so important. This subject, the courts of heaven, and what we've got to share, and you get the cloud of witnesses video.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, they're a part of the court of heaven.
Oh, boy.
Is this going to be exciting?
Yeah.
I want to tell you, the courts of heaven, wow. Grandma Shar's in that court, Lori.
I know. She's in the cloud of witnesses. I'm so grateful because I know that she's next
to
Jesus.
I felt so good when you explained that to us, and they've got to get the video with it. It comes as a bonus with it. When you get the book, you get the bonus of the cloud of witnesses. And the Bible talks about the cloud of witnesses. So, you know, everybody hears me saying, oh, so many people died this year. Well, a whole bunch of people went home. I don't understand why they all went together, but they're up there in heaven now.
Yes, amen.
And they're in that cloud of
That's
witnesses
right.
with
amen.
Grandma Shar and my mom
yes,
and my dad
amen.
And my grandmother and
That's
all
right.
of them there. But you believe that they're interceding many times at the throne.
Yeah, absolutely.
Forgive me, I'm getting excited.
Well, no, absolutely, because, see, the Bible says in Hebrews 12, we have come to, so that means that we're connected. There's a connection there, and we get into some scripture, but we have come to the spirit of just men made perfect. Well, that's the cloud of witnesses. So what that means is they are now in perfect union with Jesus as our intercessor.
Amen. Wow.
And so I believe that they are a part of the intercessory ministry of Jesus.
Do you think Grandma Shar's probably bombarding heaven?
Oh,
up
I'm
there?
Sure. Oh. I'm sure. I mean, I've had...
She's a sweet lady, but I'll tell you, she's strong.
Yes.
So I just have a feeling, and she has her supernatural Holy Ghost presence there in heaven.
Yeah.
So she's not a... Do you think the throne's approachable?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I believe that they have a special place. That's because they're the part of the cloud of witnesses. And that word literally, among other things, means martyrs or one who gave their life for the purposes of Jesus. That doesn't mean they had to die physically, you know, as far as for the purposes, but it does mean they chose the will of God over their own.
Wow. That's right.
And that
wow.
gives them a status in heaven that causes heaven
I
to hear
I believe in
them.
Some way your mom was a martyr. I don't mean it because she didn't act like a martyr.
No, no.
But I believe she's gone through so much
Absolutely.
In her whole life.
Her whole life.
Just to raise you.
Yes.
You're a wild child.
Thank you,
she
Mom.
Raised. And she never gave up on you.
Never. Right. Never.
And
ever.
So just think, how many know somebody in heaven? You know somebody who died And you know they're in heaven.
Yes, amen.
That's the cloud of witnesses then.
That's right.
Oh, this is powerful. We'll get into this more. We're kind of jumping in early here on this. But, Robert, you're the global apostolic leader who operates in revelation and in impartation. What does that mean?
Well, hopefully it means that we are able to not just give information, but actually the substance of the presence of God and the truths of God that changes people's lives.
Right. I just want people to know he's the author of the best-selling Courts of Heaven series, and this book is brand new now, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So we're just offering it today. Operating in the Courts of Heaven, the new edition of the best-selling classic on prayer. You learned a lot in 11 years.
I have. And you know, more than anything, how to apply the principles.
Did you ever think when you wrote the first parts of this Courts of Heaven that it would revolutionize?
No. I knew there was truth. I knew there was revelation. But I had no idea that God was going to use it the way that he's used it. And you know, it has its critics at times. But the thing is, the critics don't trouble me because, so this is the reason, because I know it's scripturally valid. And the experiences I've had, the breakthroughs I've had, the Bible says, by their fruit, you will know them.
Yes. If you didn't have some critics, I wouldn't listen to you. You got to understand that if you're doing something right, you're going to have critics. What's going on in this cancel culture?
Oh.
Wants to cancel out everything. We don't believe in cancel culture.
That's right.
We believe in restoration. We believe God forgives. We believe so much in restoration, not being wiped out. We don't believe in cancel culture.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Robert is the host of Courts of Heaven TV on the PTL Voice of the Prophets Network.
I love that.
Amen. You've been married to Mary for 44 years.
44 years, yes.
Amazing.
Oh, she's put up with me a long time.
Wow. Sweet.
Are you? You must be older than 44 then.
Well, yeah, we got married when we were 18. We were 18 years old, right out of high school. Out of high school. You we grew up together.
How many children do you have?
We have, I was going to say eight. We have six. Mondo got me confused. I've got six.
We had put a different number. I said, did you not know I was your son? I said, I found my dad. You know? Oh, Robert is a great man.
You have grandchildren.
We have eight.
You have gray hair, so you're going to have grandchildren.
Yes, we do.
Did you turn gray early?
I did when I was about 24, 25 years old.
Wow, you have beautiful gray hair.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I get compliments on it fairly often.
So where do you live?
Well, we live in Waco right now. We live in Waco, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and for some reasons. But we also, you know, kind of bounce back and forth to Colorado Springs a little bit now. And so because God actually spoke to me about having a location for some of our media ministry.
Do you know Lloyd Ziegler?
I know who he is.
He lives in Waco.
Waco, really?
Yeah. He has a church.
I know Lloyd. I know Lloyd, the pastor there.
The founder
of Victorious Life. Yes.
Of the
Master's Commission.
That's right. Lori,
I was under his leadership for almost 10 years.
And if you don't know him, you got to go.
Yes, I met him. I visited his church before we moved back there.
Yeah.
Because we moved back there. We lived there before. And he was so honoring to me. I didn't even know he knew who I was. And he got up before his congregation and he said, there's a man here who had a great impact in this city and we need to honor him. His name is Robert Henderson. And he brought me to tears.
Wow.
I was like, number one, who am I? Number two, why would you care? Yeah. I mean, he was so honoring toward me.
Yeah.
I do know Lloyd. I do know him. Oh. I knew. It kind of got me because they call him Pastor Z.
Yes.
Right.
And so that was kind of what struck me for just a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. Well, he had such an influence on Lori's life. That mentored her through the...
Discipled. And you talk about discipleship.
Yes, yes. And wow. This. I need to go say hello to him again.
And please.
Tell him I've been with you.
Yeah.
He knows us.
Oh, I'm sure.
And he knows Lori. Lori was one of his star students.
I know.
How we can put it.
Yeah.
But we're entering the Thanksgiving, and in most cities, I think tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Am I right,
Nana? That's right. Yes.
And the show. And So we want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody. But we're going into this Thanksgiving time, and we want to remember what the Scripture says about being thankful.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
The Bible says in 1 Chronicles 16:34, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercies endures forever."
Amen. Thank you,
Robert, Lord. Can I ask you to start this Thanksgiving show out, kind of since we're real next to being in Thanksgiving, that what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving day?
Well, I'm always thankful for my wife, Mary. Like I said, she's put up with me for 44 years. But I'm really thankful, you know, all of our children.
Do you think she'd ever come with you? Did
she would. Yes, absolutely she would come.
We'd love to have her.
Oh, well, I'll tell her. Yeah.
Tell her to come. We got in a big apartment.
Awesome.
You can bring all the kids, too, because the suite that we have for the Prophet suite here, it has got about 5 bedrooms, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so bring all your family.
I will do that. I don't know that you know what you just did.
I know. He's a little old.
But you know, I'm really thankful for my family. My family, the Lord has blessed me with all my children serving God.
Praise God.
And being in ministry.
Yeah,
we never tried to make them go into ministry. That was never an aspiration of ours. But they all have felt the call of God on their life, except my oldest son is in the business world, but all my other children, and he does great and loves God, but all my other children are in full-time ministry.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's pretty rare.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That is awesomely wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, tomorrow being Thanksgiving.
Yes.
We have Thanksgiving at your grandma now, Lori.
Yes.
I know you don't want me to say that, but your grandma. Your grandma's up in heaven, so Lori is next in line. Mm-hmm. So she's the matriarch of our family now.
Oh, wow.
And you've always kind of bossed all the kids around. Right? So they're used to looking up to grandma. They love you.
Yes.
The grandchildren love you. We had 2 of them at the house last weekend, and they just snuggle up with you when you play house with them. I mean, it's just beautiful to see.
Awesome.
But Thanksgiving is when we put up Christmas.
Yes.
We have the house is all pilgrims and leaves, you know, and all. And by that night, Thanksgiving night, right?
That's
Marcella,
right.
Help me with this.
Absolutely, yes.
We decorate a big tree all the way to the ceiling. And Mondo, you and your kids come. Little Lori, you and your kids come. Tammy Sue comes. And we have Christmas.
That's right.
Early. We don't really have. We decorate house on Thanksgiving night.
That's right.
So that's one of our traditions.
I'd like to say we decorate the house Thanksgiving night. Now wait a minute, Jim. That's not
the tree.
The tree and the little grandkids' tree. Now you have to tell the truth.
Mom is obsessed with details.
Well, the thing is, I know I'm the one that puts up all the Christmas stuff out when, you know,
we have the Baker family house.
Yes.
And
Thanksgiving night.
Grandma Irwin used to have. And Grandma Irwin only had really, in her house, she had like one main bedroom, but then she had a big sun porch. And so when the family came to Grandma, they all stayed with Grandma. And my rich uncles, they all stayed there, aunts and all. And they had this big porch, they're out there and they're in the living room on the sofas and everywhere. They called Grandma's house Hotel de Irwin. Her last name was Irwin. So it was Hotel de Irwin because the family always came there. So the family now comes to our house.
Yeah.
And I'm just believing God that old house we live in is, we expanded it for the kids. And the kids, we went to have it as a weekend house. We're at the lake close here. And so we added bedrooms. And it's... For my crisis time that I've been in, this has been a miracle of God.
Yeah. Yes.
God prepares for the future, whether you think so or not. Mm-hmm. God is an amazing God.
Yes, amen.
And so today I've started decorating at the house.
That's right.
Oh. Yeah, Lori thinks she does everything, but I may not be able to climb the ladders anymore, but I can boss people
well,
around.
Well, Dad has the best eye.
Yeah.
Dad is the best
but I have
decorator.
Something. I have, yeah, he is. Little Lori, what?
I said, you are the best decorator. You show us where to put the balls,
yes,
everything.
That's
so.
Right.
Oh.
Yes.
You know, I want to be honest with you, and maybe Robert can help me. I almost didn't want to celebrate Christmas this year because of the stress. Mm-hmm. There was so much stress in our life and all what we've been through, and the world's going to hell in a handbasket, it seems like. And all of a sudden, the last few weeks, I've decided to celebrate Christmas even more.
Yes, amen.
Because it's Jesus' birthday,
yes,
celebration.
Amen.
No matter what the day's right or wrong, don't argue over all that stuff. It's his birthday celebration, so yes, we're going to celebrate Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And so we're believing God for a Christmas miracle here at Morningside to be able to have all of our bills paid by Christmas.
Yes. Amen.
Wouldn't that be good?
Yes.
Be even. You know,
amen.
We
thank
can do this,
yes,
because we've got a great thing to do,
yes,
starting the first of the year.
Yes.
Amen.
I better not tell you yet, but we're going to do something and step out by faith, and we're going to enlarge our tents.
Amen.
We're going to,
yes,
do something so thousands can come to Morningside.
Yes.
And you just wait and see what God's going to do.
Yes.
But we've got to take this step and make sure we're current. And so we have, what do you call this, Nana? Do
yes,
we,
this
is my mailbox. I brought the mailbox.
That's right. Yes. This is our Prayer
there's,
Mountain
there's
Chapel
the mailbox
Winter
out in front
Collection.
Of my house. There
yes,
it is on screen.
There it is. Yes.
And that's the
that's
Prayer
our mailbox
Chapel on
cover.
Prayer Mountain.
Yes.
And we love the Prayer Chapel.
Yes.
And so we use that as a Christmas. We had we have the snow globe. We love our snow
yes,
globe.
Yes, we do.
That's Prayer Mountain. It says right on there, Miracle at Prayer Mountain.
Yes.
But we have today a bundle, mm-hmm, and it includes this. And this just slips over the top
now,
of your mailbox.
Right.
Yes,
you don't receive
right,
the mailbox,
that's
just
right,
so you know,
yes,
because we have had people ask in the past.
No, it's a magnetic.
Yeah.
It's a magnetic mailbox cover, and so that's what it is.
It
will
it
fit
just flips
over
right
your.
On.
That's right. It flips right onto your mailbox, and it has the Prayer Mountain Chapel on it.
Wow.
Yeah, and in both sides.
Yes.
And you know, Sue, you got the mat, the floor mat.
The floor mat.
That comes with the deal too.
Yes.
And you know, people say, "Well, Jim, why are you put this on your mailbox?" Because it's pretty.
That's right.
And I
yes,
love it. And I love my prayer chapel. And it celebrates Christmas. But you get the floor mat for the outside your house. We put it on our front
or
porch.
Or the kitchen.
Yes.
Or a kitchen mat.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mama Lori always has a kitchen mat
yes,
at the sink.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what else
that's
do
right,
I get
also
with this?
Also included in this is the house flag, which you can see right on the screen. It's the larger house flag that you can put in your garden, in your house as decoration, and the garden flag, which is a smaller version of the house flag. So all of these items you receive, one of the house flags, one of the garden flags, the Prayer Mountain Chapel doormat, and the mailbox cover as well, all for a donation of $45 to the ministry. That also includes shipping and handling
now,
in
I
this offer.
I hope you can see the difference of the flags on the screen, because we have one hanging here, and there's two flags. And
yes.
The little flag, I put that out in the front part.
That's right, yes.
In the garden area where people walk in the house.
Well, I just have to say, our kids love going to Grandma and Grandpa's during Christmas because Dad literally has lights. He has all the signs out, all of our Christmas signs. He has the Prayer Mountain. I mean, our yard is literally so decorated for Christmas, but that's what they absolutely love. And so these are products that we love. We
yes,
have chosen, we have selected throughout the years, and we pray that you'll take advantage of these amazing offers. These are great gifts for others as well. And this package right here, this is the Prayer Mountain Chapel Winter Collection. I will say there are literally limited. There's less than 100 of these bundles, these full packages that
so
we put together.
So this will probably be the last
that's
day.
Right. So this will be the only
you
day that we
this,
really mention this offer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do we have any signed bundles left? Somebody
yes,
mentioned the signed
we
bundles.
We do. We have some of the signed.
Not very many, though.
That's right. Yes. These
so
are
this
our
will
garden,
probably be the last day for the signs.
Yes, the yard signs. That's
it's,
right.
All the Christmas signs. I love the Christmas signs. And I put them all out in front of my house. I don't know if you got a picture. out in front of my house. But happy birthday, Jesus. Christmas begins with Christ. Keep Christ in Christmas. And Jesus is the reason for the season.
Yeah.
So we want you to get the signs, because that's really letting the neighbors know.
Amen.
That you're a Christmas Christ house.
Amen.
Christ
Amen.
Christmas house. Amen.
If you want to order the Prayer Mountain Chapel Winter Collection for a $45 love gift to the ministry, that includes shipping and handling, you can call at 1-888-988-1588.
Okay, great. That's for the signs and for the wonders.
Yeah. No,
Yes. The prayer chapel.
That's right.
That prayer chapel stuff is so colorful.
Yes.
So bright. You will not be disappointed in that. So order yours today. It's the last day you're probably able to order it.
You're on a roll today. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened after I left the house and Mondo goes and picks
them
up.
You'll laugh when you watch this show.
Someday. I'm like,
everybody's like tense right now.
I know, because you don't know what's going to come out of his mouth next. It's scary.
Well, we're thrilled to have Robert Henderson here.
Yes.
Thank you.
You were here last. You brought us the teaching on the praying in tongues.
Yeah.
And we need that. We need to be able to speak right into heaven. So we're going to dig deeper into the courts of heaven now. Why do we need to enter the courts of heaven? Let's talk about that and reestablish the courts of heaven.
Yeah, you know, like we were talking about earlier, you can hear the principles over and over and over, but that's really necessary because it's such a different thought for so many people. So basically, the court of heaven is recognizing that things are legal in the spirit world. And Jesus put prayer in a judicial system in Luke 18 when he said that when he talked a parable of the widow coming before an unjust judge. And so if the widow could get a verdict from an unjust judge, Jesus was saying, how much more can you come into the judicial system of heaven and get a verdict from me? Which is Daniel in Daniel 7, 9, and 10, he saw the court of heaven. He saw the court seated, the judicial system of heaven, and he saw the books open. So when we come into the courts, we're actually approaching God as judge. And the reason we have to do that is because the enemy, according to the word of God, is the antidicus or the adversary. 1 Peter 5:8, Peter said, be sober, be vigilant for your adversary. That is the Greek word antidicus, and it means one who brings a lawsuit. It said your antidicus, he is seeking means by which to devour you. So what I have to do is I have to come and I have to say, Lord, I repent for myself, for my bloodline, some different issues, and I ask for the blood to speak for me. That's Hebrews 12:24. That the blood will speak for me, and it will cause the legal claims of the enemy against me to be revoked and to be removed, so that anything resisting God's will in my life, in the spirit world, it's moved out of the way, so that God's will can be done for me. So that's a very brief synopsis of the court of heaven.
Wow.
Your television program, Courts of Heaven TV, airs on the PTL Voice of the Prophets. You know that, right?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, I'm excited about that. We've been on for a few months now.
That's right.
Oh, we love having you on. And can I roll a piece of that just so people can see your show?
Yeah.
And be sure to watch our network. Our network's so broad that it is a miracle. If you want to watch a miracle, you watch the PTL Network, the Voice of the Prophets.
Yeah.
Let's roll a little bit of what's the name of your show? Courts of Heaven?
Courts of Heaven with Robert Henderson. Really, it's very original.
Good.
Love it.
Let's roll that.
But we have a right to stand and put the divine restraining orders, God's restraining orders, into place in behalf of us and our family. But I want you to notice what this widow said. When she came before the judge, she literally said, get justice for me. She said, get justice for me, watch this, from my adversary. So she was saying, I want the devil judged. I don't want to just be free from judgment. I want the devil judged, and I want back what he stole from me. God did not only vindicate Job, he gave him punitive damages. What does that mean? That means he said, look, I am going to give you twofold everything you lost for your pain and your suffering, for everything you have gone through. I, as the righteous God, the God of all the earth, the God of justice, I am rendering a verdict that you are being repaid and restored on a double level to everything you lost. You see, we think that God's going to do some things separate from his people. No. Everything God does, he does in concert and in sync with his people that he has joined himself to. So, not only are we groaning our own personal deliverance, our own personal breakthroughs into place right now, but your groanings before God can literally be connected to the adoption, the redemption of our bodies in that day that is yet to come. I'm just trying to picture for you how powerful this particular realm is.
Just those words are powerful for me. You go through things and you wonder, why me, God? Why have I gone through so much? And yet God says, I'm going to take care of that.
Yes.
And the courts of heaven are honorable courts. It's not like the courts on earth. Sometimes the courts on earth make mistakes.
That's right.
But the courts of heaven, they do not make mistakes.
That's exactly right. And, you know, as you're saying that, and even as I was watching that clip, you know, in Luke 18, where Jesus put prayer in a judicial system, because, by the way, he actually put prayer in three dimensions in Luke, approaching God as Father in Luke 11, 1 and 2, approaching God as Friend in Luke 11, 5 through 8. But then in Luke 18, 1 through 8, he actually puts it in a judicial system. Well, here's the thing I've just really become aware of. When Jesus taught on that principle out of that parable, he said, and how much more will God avenge his own elect? See, I've had people say to me, well, I don't want to go before God as judge. That's scary. I don't want to approach him in that way. And I said, but you don't understand. The court is for the elect. The court is for the chosen of God.
Right.
See, literally, we go into the court and we have a right to petition the court to get judgments against the principalities and powers that are trying to destroy
Thank
our
Lord.
Lives.
Amen.
People don't realize the devil is accusing us all the time.
That's right.
Isn't that what the Bible says?
Romans 12, 10 through 11. It says that he is the accuser of the brother. And that's another legal term, categoros, which literally means one who stands against you in law. And it's the word we get categorized from, which means through his accusations, he's trying to put you in a box and limit who God said you're supposed to be.
Wow.
But you can get a judgment against that so you can break out of the limitations and become everything God wants you to be.
Oh, my land. I want to be able every day to go to the courts of heaven. I need, because it doesn't, you know, things don't make sense. But when you understand you've got a true court of God, Jesus was sent to the cross by the Father. So we have forgiveness for our sins, and you're going to be, the Comforter's going to, I'm sure, be there.
Yeah, absolutely. See, what you just said is really important. See, what we haven't fully grasped, I don't think, is that everything Jesus did on the cross was legal. His sacrifice was all about meeting the legal mandates of God, because that's why he said when he hung on the cross, it is finished. He meant every legal mandate to redeem everything back to God, including us. Every legal mandate has now been met.
Amazing.
So here's what happens. Jesus did that, but then he sent the Holy Spirit to take what Jesus legally did and bring it into full application in our life. So literally we come, and this is what I do. I come before the courts and I say, Lord, you did this. Your blood bought me and purchased for me redemption, forgiveness, healing, prosperity.
Yes.
So I'm asking that everything your legal action on the cross accomplished, I'm asking that the Holy Spirit would now come and take that and bring it into reality in my life because of what you have legally done.
that your new book, The Courts of Heaven, the new edition, and you said you put a lot of new stuff in it. It's 11 years later.
That's right.
What God has taught you about it and things that are very, very important. This is one of the most important books you can get this year, because The Courts of Heaven, you've got to understand your power and your authority you have in God. And that, you know, you see the courts. There's a lot of courts on television, if you noticed lately. And that we have a court to go to that is not evil. We have a court that's going to be on our side. We have a Savior who died for us.
That's right.
And I'm so excited about it. I want you to get the book. It's the brand new one. I'm holding it in my hand right now. Granting God the Legal Rights to Fulfill His Passion and Answer Our Prayers. And so how to operate in the courts of heaven. This is revolutionized. Millions of people got your first book.
Yes.
Thank you. And so I want you to get this book, and you get with it the video, The Cloud of Witnesses. And this is so powerful. You know, it's so clear in our hearts about Grandma leaving. And she's, in our hearts, Grandma's always going to be here, I think. But Grandma's gone to heaven. So we were talking in the green room about Lori's mom passing away a few weeks ago. And you're just explaining that you believe she's in that great cloud of witnesses. This is the title of this video that you get with it, The Cloud of Witnesses. Tell us about the cloud of witnesses. Can you do that? Who they are, where they are?
Because the witnesses, I mean, that's a judicial term. Yeah. It means those who bring judicial testimony.
Wow.
And so they are functioning.
The Bible calls them that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And it says in Hebrews 12 that we are surrounded by that great cloud of witnesses.
Wow.
So that would mean they're not some distant place off. We're actually in the very same spiritual dimension that they are in.
Wow.
That's why Hebrews 12 says, you have come to the Spirit of just men made perfect. That we as New Testament believers have been translated into the same arena, into the same place where they are.
Wow.
Where they are with the Lord. And so even though I just want to be clear, we don't pray to them. We don't necessarily communicate with them, but I believe from everything I can see in Scripture, they are in operation in our behalf.
How come I knew when Grandma left? How come I knew she was there? I knew. I mean, I just knew that I knew. I imagined in my head at least Grandma going to the throne and saying, "Help Jim and Lori, God, take care of them." And I believe my grandma has been going to the throne every day since she died.
Yes.
For me.
Yes.
Amen.
Whether you like it or not, that's my belief. And I believe it. I believe it. And what you reinforced in the green room today, I should have taped it and just played it on the air. Because what I believe is that cloud of witnesses. We think sometimes, oh, my God, so-and-so died. This one died. Billy Graham died. All these people died. They're just in heaven. And they're part of the cloud of witnesses.
Amen. That's right.
So we're not alone.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm going to shout if nobody else does. Yeah.
See, Ephesians 3:14.
I got this.
Yeah. Ephesians 3:14-15 says that there is that the church that's in heaven and in earth is named by the same name of the Father. So that means that there's still a connection. The Bible says we're still one church. It doesn't matter that they're in heaven and we're in earth. We're still one church. There's still a connection that's there. And so literally, I understand that they are a part of the intercessory ministry of Jesus. See, I always want to be careful. We never elevate anybody above Jesus. Jesus is the intercessor. But as the intercessor, there are others that are made perfect. They are in perfect union with him. And we could talk about Revelation 19 and all sorts of things where John falls down before a heavenly being because he's so glorious he wants to worship him. That's in Revelation 19:10. But watch this. The Bible says that he said, don't do it.
That's
worship
right.
God. He said, for I am of your brethren. Well, guess what? Angels are not our brothers. Only people in the cloud of witnesses in heaven are our brothers and sisters. He said, I am of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Angels don't have the testimony of Jesus. They desire to look into it.
Wow.
See, so everything he's saying there is saying that who John is encountering is someone from the cloud of witnesses who is now so filled with glory because they are in perfect union with Jesus.
Wow.
And they are carrying the same level of glory that Jesus himself is carrying. Therefore, they have a right to be a part of his intercessory ministry in our behalf.
Wow.
Do you get what he's saying?
Yes. Yes. So good.
Do you understand it?
So good.
Mm. I want to pour it into your brain then. I want you to get this book and the video. The cloud of witnesses. This is powerful, people. We need this. Mm-hmm. This comforted me so much.
Yes.
Thank you for ministering to us in the green room today. Yeah. Because I got it, Lori. Yeah. Do you get it?
Yes, I do.
This is amazing.
Yes. It is.
You know, I got a bunch of family up in heaven, so you better not fight with me.
That's right.
Yes. I'm serious. I got friends in heaven in high places.
That's right.
I have friends in high places. Friends in high places. I got family there. My mother, my dad. I was singing today, you know, I'm just a lonely boy. Mm-hmm. You know, I all my uncles are gone. All my aunts are gone. Grandma, Aunt Maud, who's the great saint of all times, too. She's gone. Uncle Charlie is gone. Grandpa Irwin's gone. Grandma Irwin's gone. You know, all the other uncles and all the other aunts, they're all gone. Mm-hmm. But they're in heaven in that cloud of witnesses.
Yes. Yes.
That old Pentecostal church that I grew up with, all those people are in heaven.
That's right.
You think we're crazy because we serve God. No. Hey, this thing lasts eternally.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
You think what the world's coming apart, so what? God said it would come apart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
Okay, as the New Testament believers, how do we function in the courts of heaven? I want people to get it. You've got to order the book because this is not new doctrine. This is biblical doctrine.
Yes, yes.
If it wasn't biblical, I wouldn't have you on the show.
Amen.
No, I mean, I don't mean that to be funny, but I mean,
I know. Yeah.
It's just that this is a subject that I don't know if anybody else teaches it, but I'm sure a lot do now because I believe it. And if there's a skeptic, it's me because I spent my prison years studying word by word the Bible. And God revealed to me many things that I did not know and things that I were mistaken about. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that is so wrong. Above all, God says he wants you to prosper.
No, it's not wrong. There's nothing. There's no wrong scripture. It's translated wrong.
It's translated wrong, though. That's why I have a special. What is our version of the Bible that we like? That by this version right here.
MEV.
Yeah, and it's there. It's clear, but God can't say above all he wants you to be rich because that's how they've interpreted it. Because above all, God wants you to love your neighbor as yourself, to love God and love your neighbor as yourself. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, amen.
So we've got to study to show ourselves approved. And there's a lot that are wrong that we have been taught. A lot of people don't think we're going through tribulation and, oh, my, I'm going to get in trouble now. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I can disagree with you, and you can disagree with me. We just want to agree that Jesus is Lord, that he's a God. But I believe you're going to shake up and wake up in these next few years because I think we're already in the beginning of the tribulation. But, you know, Tom Horn believes the tribulation actually begins in 4 years. I mean, that's he gives a scripture to back that up, and he doesn't usually name dates and things like that. But I believe that we need to study. And that's what I allow things to be taught on my show that I don't really totally believe myself. I mean, I let them talk about it on the air. I do. People disagree with me. Pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, you know, pan-trib, they call it. You know.
Right.
And I just believe we shouldn't be fighting over it. We better find out if we're ready to go there.
Yes, amen.
And whatever happens, I'm ready to go up when he says
amen.
It's time to go up.
Thank you, Lord.
Forgive me for talking so much. I was on trial. I had every agency of government behind the lawsuit to try to destroy me. And not any of them got anything. And they just said, well, we don't think you plan to build enough rooms for your people. And so I got a 45-year prison sentence. But sitting there, Sue, you were there, sitting there every day, having people accuse you, people that I helped start in ministry, people that I loved testifying against me. It was the hardest thing that ever happened. But in the courts of heaven, truth is on our side. And even if we've made mistake and sin, it's under the blood.
Amen.
So help me with all this.
That's exactly right. You know, one of the things that I have, as I have taught, and that's one of the reasons I wrote this particular book, is because when I first got a hold of the court of heaven, I was seeing it, I was understanding it, I was, you know, teaching it. But then in the last little while, I began to understand how we can approach the court as New Testament believers. And realizing that what Jesus did on the cross was all legal. Everything was legal. And so, for instance, I tell people, when you come into the courts, so much of what the Apostle Paul wrote in the epistles, they are stated verdicts of the cross. For instance, Colossians 2:14, every handwriting of ordinance that was against me, Jesus took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. That is a stated verdict of the cross. So what do? I come into the courts and I say, Lord, as I stand in your courts, I remind this courts of Colossians 2:14, that everything that is against me, every accusation that is against me, Jesus took that and he nailed it to its cross. So I'm asking that any claim the enemy is leveling against me, it would now be dismissed because of what Jesus did for me on the cross. And I began to present evidence into the courts based on what the writings of Paul and many other things, because that's my place as a New Testament believer.
Does our perception of who Jesus is empower us in our prayer and in our prayer requests?
Oh, I believe the more we understand who Jesus is and the more we know what he did, which I think is our ongoing revelation.
We got to understand this because I know some of you are cholerics, and so you're empowered and you're in control and you run everything around you. But I'm not a choleric. You may think it. I act like it when I'm talking on TV sometimes, right, Sue? But you know, you're my daughter for 80-some years. No, not you haven't been around 80 years, 50 years you've been around. Right. But I'm not a choleric. And I am a melancholy, pretty much, in my temperament. And so I'm already self-deprecating. I'm already saying, Jim, you're no good. Woe is me. A few years ago, God had to really get a hold of me and say, Jim, your self-pity demon is bad. Because I feel it, you know, like, somebody once said, well, you know, Jim Baker, when you face a problem, you go to bed. The clerics don't do that. They'll go shopping. You go shopping, honey?
No.
Lori doesn't really shop much anymore. But do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
We already are inferior. I have an inferiority complex on top of it all.
Mm-hmm.
So you're beaten down. So I don't need God to beat me down. I need God to lift me up.
Amen.
But in these courts of heaven, they're not there to put me down, are they?
No, not at all. In fact, I believe the more we know who we are in Christ.
Yes.
And see, let's go to Revelation 12:10-11. It says there's an accuser of the brethren, that whole categorist, that thing that is trying to categorize you and say this is who you are. So he is spewing out accusations.
Wow.
But the Bible says that we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives unto death. So those are the three things we are given if you will, to use in the court of heaven. The blood of the Lamb, this is what it does. Yeah. It answers the case against us. Whatever he is leveling against us, whatever he is saying, I can say, yes, I agree with that, but I say the blood speaks in my behalf, and therefore that which you are saying about me, Jesus has forgiven me, and I am now innocent, and I am justified before him.
Amen.
And I can come before him on that basis.
Because humans are so weak. We're so driven by the things of the flesh that without the cross, we're hopeless.
That's right.
And the courts of heaven are there to reinforce us, I believe.
Yeah, and so that's what you do with the blood. But the word of our testimony, I appreciate the people that stand up and give testimony. I think that's wonderful. It's testifying of the greatness of God. But I think the word of our testimony is me testifying and presenting my case in the court. See, in a court, you have a case against you, but you also need to be able to present a case for you. And that's what the word of the testimony is.
Amen.
That I can say, and even as I stand in this court, I say before this court that this is what you have said about me.
Wow.
That's actually what I did with my son, Adam, when I went into the court in his behalf and broke depression off of his life.
Yeah.
The thing the Lord told me to do was now tell me what I have prophetically said about Adam.
Wow.
I didn't realize at that time I was actually releasing a word of testimony about Adam. And based on those two things, the case against Adam was completely revoked and removed, and he came completely free of depression as a result.
Praise God.
So we need to see our children and our families and all as Jesus sees them.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is so powerful. Please get this book today, not for my sake, but for your sake.
That's right.
Everybody needs to understand the power there in the courts of heaven is Scripture.
Yes.
It's filled with Scripture. They can get your book and mark off all the Scriptures in the Bible and go read them.
Yeah.
But then to get the video, Nana, I think you saw the video today, didn't you?
Oh, it's amazing. I saw it and the things that I learned. I'm like, I've read these Scriptures so many years, but the way that you have practically unpacked it for us, I was sitting there in the back. I'm like having my own hallelujah moment of the cloud of witnesses who are in the courtroom, and it gives you hope, and it just tells you, reminds you, and I love what you said, is we are surrounded. So many of us, we feel alone, but we are surrounded by those who are lifting us up. And so I encourage you. I want to make sure everyone knows right now, you can call us to place your order. We have one of the books available with a bonus of the DVD, The Cloud of Witnesses and the Courts of Heaven. This is a three-part, so there's three different sessions on this DVD. Each are 30 minutes long, so Pastor Robert Henderson is going into deep detail and teaching. For a donation of $25 to the ministry, that also includes the shipping and handling. We also, Dad, have our friends and family offer, which is three of the books, Courts of Heaven, Granting God the Legal Rights to Fulfill His Passion and Answer Our Prayers. Three of the books, plus a bonus of the DVDs, The Cloud of Witnesses and the Courts of Heaven.
So that is so great.
Yes.
I want you to get it. I want you to get set free.
Yes.
I want you to understand the power you have.
Yes.
So now when you're thinking about all the people that have passed away this year, they're up in heaven.
Yes, amen.
We got an army there standing up for us.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I've got relatives. Don't fight me with my relatives. I've got some rough relatives that got saved at the end. And I'll tell you what, you better thank God they got saved. But they're there in the courts of heaven.
Yes, amen.
There's that cloud of witnesses. See who they are.
It's amazing.
Study this. The video really tells you about it, doesn't it, Nana?
It absolutely does. You're going to be so encouraged. And like I said, there's so much revelation. And really, it's a download of revelation that I just, as I was watching it, you know, you just realize God is opening up our eyes to understand the days with the great army and support that he has granted us on our behalf. And I also want to say, listen, the book that you have added so much to this, but I believe this is for you. this book is going to help discover how to shift from the battlefield to the courtroom prayer. Apply the verdict of Jesus's finished work on the cross.
Yes.
Understand how Christians can remove generational curses. Recognize your accuser and overrule his case against you. Access and unlock your book of destiny. Enter and operate in the courts of heaven by faith. This is a power-packed book. Every single one of us, we need to get this. We have to understand. This is a message that I believe the church really has to grasp. We have to get this message. Don't you believe that?
Yeah, I actually, without sounding too, which I don't feel myself self-important at all, but without trying to being careful not to come over that way, I actually believe it is a message for this time
it
in the
is.
Church.
Yes.
I think that God has unveiled it. You know, when you start looking at the mysteries that the Bible says were saved for a certain time in history, I think this is one of them. I honestly believe that the early church understood a lot of this, but somehow or another it got lost in the shuffle of things.
Wow.
Because again, the Apostle Paul wrote so much from a legal perspective when he wrote the New Testament.
Yes.
And I believe that they probably grasped things that we didn't grasp. So I believe in these eras, in these times, God is coming and pulling the veil back.
Amen.
And he's saying, okay, here's a secret, here's a truth that can help you have breakthrough. Because I believe that one of the, that maybe the greatest thing that we can receive from the Lord is revelation.
Yes.
Because one nugget of revelation can change everything in your life. For instance, what made Abraham so powerful? He was an Old Testament man with New Testament revelation. Noah was an Old Testament man with New Testament revelation.
Amen.
David was an Old Testament man with New Testament revelation. It let them live outside the time they were in.
Wow. Yes.
Revelation pulled them into another era that they themselves, that they were not physically, functionally living in, but because of the revelation they had, they were able to live in an entirely different dimension.
I want you to order his book now.
Yes.
Do it right now. Brand new.
And let me just say, Jim, the last chapter, which I love because I'm really more of a practical person, and you have practical application. And so he explains, Robert explains exactly, entering the courts, submitting myself, presenting my case, answering the adversary, make your request, receive, leave the court. Mm-hmm. So he explains and tells us how to do it. Mm-hmm. How to go about this.
Yes.
The application of the courts of heaven.
Yes.
And there's a whole question and answer section in there, too, as well, that we wrote that I think will be very helpful to people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I liked that. I was just reading that myself. And it's like, can anyone operate in the courts of heaven? And you say, anyone who knows Jesus operate in the courts of heaven. And do I need to feel something to enter the courts of heaven? Is by faith, you know,
that's
not by feeling. But all of this is in this book.
Yes.
And it's a book, a guidebook to help you understand the teaching of the courts of heaven from the Bible.
That's right.
And then the cloud of witnesses. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Listen, I hate to say this is for you, but you were just complaining about a little bit ago about, you know, your self-pity. But here it is. Here's a little nugget for you. Do not allow, out of the book, do not allow any sense of unworthiness or shame to keep you out of the courts of heaven.
Wow. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
You got enough people around you to keep you humble.
Yes, that's right.
You don't need to do it to yourself.
Yes. And I want to mention really quickly, Dad, we do also have the Baker's Dozen available, which is 13 of the books. Remember, this is we still have time where you can order this book in time for Christmas. And so I believe that this would be an amazing, amazing book that you could gift someone this year just in time. We have just a couple more days of our Christmas shipping left. And so you can order the Baker's Dozen, which is 13 of the books. Call us to place your order 1-888-988-1588. And remember, you can also go to jimbakershow.com, which is our website, to see all the remaining items that we still have available for Christmas as
This is one of the last days for Christmas already. If we don't get your orders in and then process
it, we just have a couple days,
we won't get it by Christmas.
Yes.
The shipping companies just told us, flat out.
Yes.
You got to get it in the mail.
That's right. We're working hard.
Time.
Yes, we're working hard. So we want to make sure that you get your orders in. Call us, place your order.
And this will probably be the last day for the special.
Yes.
What do you call the mailbox deal?
Yes, this is our mailbox. This is the Prayer Mountain Chapel Winter Collection offer. And this is for a donation of $45 to the ministry. You'll receive the mailbox cover, which is magnetic. It goes right over your mailbox, the doormat, along with the house flag, the garden flag, and we're also including the stands that go along with them as well for a donation of $45. This is a limited bundle available, so call us to place your order or go online.
Yeah, there's my mailbox right there.
Yes.
And when I see that, I'll know that you're a partner with me. How's that?
Yes, that's
Wait,
right.
We're very limited now on that. And we would like everything to be ordered now.
Yes.
And then we can get it to you by Christmas.
Yes,
the
that's
Bibles
right.
are in. We have this brand new Bible for kids.
Yes. This is the complete illustrated children's Bible, over 300 pages, beautiful color inside, on the inside. It tells the Bible story. It takes them an amazing journey through the Word of God in a way that they will understand. Mm-hmm. And so this is for a donation of $25 to the ministry that also includes shipping and handling with this, or you can select the 101 Bible bedtime stories. And so look at how amazing. Our kids love. I'm like, the colors, it literally brings the Word of God to life. And so you can place your order for these items. And we have so many more children's selected items online at jimbakershow.com. Or you can call us at 1-888-988-1588.
It's important to keep Christ
yes.
in Christmas. And
Amen.
These are two of the best
they are.
Biblical storybooks
yes.
that I've ever seen.
They really are.
Hundreds of pictures. In color.
Yes.
In every one of these Bibles.
That's right.
Now, do we have something else somewhere?
Yeah. Here? We have one more item, which is our David and Goliath. We have the toy set, the entire offer. It's the toy set of David and Goliath, which is 16 pieces right there, the entire army. I love it. Along with the story of David and Goliath, the giant adventure, and the storybook DVD as well.
So this is probably the last day you'll be able to
right.
get David and Goliath for the kids.
Yes.
They're selling out.
So this is for a donation of $35 love gift to the ministry and includes shipping and handling. I'm telling you, you're not going to be able to even go to stores to even find gift items like this for your children, for your grandchildren. And so what a special way
yeah.
to instill the Word of God inside of them.
Don't forget the signs. This is probably
yes.
the last day for the signs, too. And we're putting them out in front of my house today.
Yes.
And let people know that Jesus is the reason
Amen.
For the season. Amen.
Yes, amen.
So can they get all four yet?
Yes, we still have all four available. You can receive all four of the signs. Plus, you can also receive these stands that come along with them for an $85 donation to the ministry, and that also includes shipping and handling.
We have to go. Thank you, Robert Henderson, for being with us today. God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.